Now, for a first, Congress has voted to override President Bush's veto. It happened yesterday around midday after the Senate voted for a bill to fund water projects.
On this vote, the yeas are 79, the nays are 14, two-thirds of the senators voting. Having voted in the affirmative, the bill on reconsideration is passed, the objections of the President of the United States to the contrary notwithstanding.
As you heard, 79 senators voted in favor of the bill. That includes 34 Republicans. The House voted for the override on Tuesday. The Water Resources Development Act, as it's called, is popular on Capitol Hill. It's written for projects in nearly every congressional district to build things like dams, sewage plants, even to restore beaches. Senator James Inhofe of Oklahoma, who's a Republican, joined Democrats who voted for the override.
This bill has the support of everyone philosophically across the whole scope. One of the ratings recently that came out rated me as number one, the ACU rating, as the most conservative member of the United States Senate, and Senator Boxer, number 97. So she is a proud liberal, I'm a proud conservative, and we both proudly support this bill. I think that's an accurate statement.
Republican Senator Trent Lott of Mississippi also voted for the override.
Let's quit finding issues we can fight over, and let's find some issues we can work together, get bipartisan agreements that would help the American people. And I believe, actually, the WRDA, the Water Resources Development Act, is one of the few things that we can look at and say we did something good for our country and for our constituents this year.
This water project bill does have a cost. It authorizes more than $20 billion. A White House spokesman said, and I'm quoting now, "No one is surprised that this veto is overridden. We understand that members of Congress are going to support the projects in their districts. Budgeting is about making choices and defining priorities. It doesn't mean you can have everything. This bill doesn't make the difficult choices. It says we can fund every idea out there," unquote. California Democrat Barbara Boxer spoke to the spending issue just before the vote.
"This doesn't spend a penny. This is just an authorization bill, but it's very important because it says that we believe these projects are worthy of funding, and then those projects will go through a very tough appropriations process. And every one of these projects, as far as I know, draws on local funding or state funding and federal funding."
The Water Resources Development Act is now law, thanks to the veto override. The last presidential veto override came in 1998 during President Clinton's second term.